You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. We are human. We all mess up at work. We let down our coworkers or our boss or the whole place. So when you make mistakes, how do you make it right? Brandon Smith is back to talk about the best ways to do that. It is our regular series we call Working. Good to see you again, Brandon.
Hello.
So when you screw up at work, what is the best way to approach your mea culpa?
It depends upon who we're talking to. So I'm going to put
the audience matters.
The audience matters tremendously.
Well, let's start with bosses.
Okay. Let's say you're my boss. I'll come into you and I'll say, Joshua, I'm so sorry that this happened. But let me tell you about what was going through my head, that why this happened. And I'll go through all these explanations. You don't really care. I've now created this fire and you want the fire put out. We spend all the time on the past talking about what went on, when really the boss wants us to spend the majority of the time talking about the solution. How are we going to fix it? So the perfect apology to the boss should be 20% here's kind of what happened and taking on ownership and responsibility for it. And then the other 80% of that conversation should be very focused on here's my action plan. And maybe even here's what I've already started doing about it.
So how is the approach different than when you're dealing with, you said customer, I was thinking client was the term that came to mind.
The difference is there is subtle, but it's important. So if we have a customer, then we need to apologize for what happened and we need to acknowledge the pain they might be feeling. So I'll give you a great example. So my wife and I recently went out to dinner, ate dinner, and the meal was fantastic, but the service was awful. And part of what made the service awful was the waiter did not apologize when there was a mistake. What I wanted him to say was, I am so sorry. And then I wanted him to make amends. I wanted him to then come back and say, you two, enjoy a dessert on the house. Or let me get you a glass of wine. It'll be on the house. Whatever it is, I want him to make amends for that discomfort. And that's the key with customers. We need to take ownership and acknowledge the pain and then make amends.
There's a third category that I think you might encounter, and that would be your coworkers. And I wonder how your approach would be different versus your boss or a client.
That's a nice segue into how this also plays into our personal life. So unlike a customer, which is a one-time interaction or may have some more long-term effects, those coworkers, we're seeing them every day and we're interacting with them every day. So what's important in that is we want to acknowledge the mistake, take ownership of it, acknowledge the fact they're feeling some kind of discomfort or pain. But here's the key with the coworkers. Make a commitment to never have it happen again. And think about at home. If we ever run into those rare cases, because I know it never, never happened with you or me, right? Never.
Certainly not.
Certainly not. Where we may upset our spouses. They want to make sure that we recognize and understand the pain we've caused. We take ownership of that, and you commit to never doing it again.
That's our working guy, Brandon Smith, a career coach and workplace consultant. He also teaches at Emory University in Georgia State. Thank you.
Joshua, I am looking forward to next week.